Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good PM to everybody at Journey Home Outreach Ministry at Young Adult for Christ. You all are highly welcome to the show. I am Donald Johnson by name, speaking all the way from Nigeria. Today we want to talk about God's promise for the youth. Let's have some discussion about the. Okay, come to look at this. Have you ever been promised of something that you were excited about and then you did not get it? Maybe you did not get it because someone forgot their promise. Or what? Because they broke their promise. How did that make you feel when that happened? It probably make you feel unappreciated or unimportant. It probably made you feel like whoever made you that promise did not really care about you. All because they did not follow through on their word. Well, God and His promise are not like that. The Lord is trustworthy in all His promise and faithful in all He does. That's taken from the book of Psalm 145, verse 13. But what an amazing thing to know that God is trustworthy and faithful in all His promises and actions. He keeps His promise because He is faithful and He will never lie. God doesn't keep His promises to us because we are good enough. Really, we could never be good enough for that. He keeps His promises because that is just who He is. It is pretty incredible to know that God, the one who we are supposed to follow and trust with all our life, is faithful and trustworthy in everything. Okay, come to look at this. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot disown Himself. That's taken from the book of 2 Timothy 2, verse 16. Well, I absolutely love this verse. It's not enough that we just read that God is faithful and trustworthy. Now, we learn that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Young Adults for Christ, the first show with our host, Donald Johnson, from Nigeria. And we want to just give this brother all the love we can for his love for Christ and his wonderful walk with his Holy Spirit. Donald, are you there?
Yeah, Mom.
Hi. We're live. Why don't you tell the audience hello?
Hello.
Hi, are you there, Donald?
Yeah, I'm here, Mom.
Okay, we're on the show. We're on the air live, and I just wanted you to say hello to the audience.
Hello, everybody. Good PM to everybody. I'm Journey Home Outreach Ministry at Young Adult for Christ.
That's right. That's right. What Bible verse do you have for us today, Donald? Hi, we're here. You're live on the air. Keep talking. Just keep talking.
You are highly welcome to the show. I am Donald Johnson by name, speaking all the way from Nigeria. Today we want to talk about God's promise for the youth. Let's have some discussion about this. Okay, come to look at this. Have you ever been promised of something that you were not excited about, and then you did not get it? Maybe you did not tell me because someone forget their promise, or worse, because they broke their promise. How did that make you feel when that happened? It probably makes you feel unappreciated or unimportant. It probably makes you feel like whoever made you that promise did not really care about you, all because they did not follow through on their word. Well,
amen.
God promised, God and His promise are not like that. Amen. The Lord
Amen.
Is trustworthy in all His promise and faithful in all He does. And that's taken from the book of Psalm 145, verse 16. But what an amazing thing to know that God is trustworthy and faithful in His promises and actions. Amen.
Amen.
He keeps His promise because He is faithful. He will never lie, and we all know that. Amen.
Amen.
God doesn't keep His promise to us because we are good enough. Really, we could never be good enough for that. He keeps His promise because that is just who He is. Amen.
Amen.
Pretty incredible to know that God, the one who He has supposed to follow and trust with all our lives, is faithful and trustworthy in everything. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay,
you know,
come to look at
I just wanted to say, you know, with the verse and what you're talking about right now, it's so important right now, especially with the state of the world, to know that God is trustworthy, to put your life in His hands. God, only one who can change the situation, no matter what you're going through. And so... I really, really like the verse that you picked for this month because it's right on time for what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Donald, a couple of things I need to tell you, okay? I'm excited about this being your first show. I got even more excited when I found out your topic because at Young Adults for Christ, we believe in exalting the name of the great I Am and our Savior Christ. And you embodied that.
Mom.
Yeah. Okay, try to talk just a little bit louder so the audience can hear you, okay?
Okay. So, okay,
almost at the screen.
Okay, come to look at these. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot disown Himself. I absolutely love this verse. It is not enough that we just read that God is faithful and trustworthy. Now, we learn that those things are true, even if we are faithless. Why? Because He is a faithful God, and it cannot disown Himself. or His faithfulness. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know. Well, I don't. Well, I don't really know about you, but if I made a promise to a friend and then they appear or stop caring about me, stop talking to me, and started to pretend I did not exist, well, I would not want to keep my promise to them anymore. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But God is not like that. He is so, so much better. God will be faithful to you no matter what. His promise don't rely on you. They rely on Him. Isn't that the real life? Amen.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't mean. But that doesn't mean we should just go on living however we please, knowing that God will keep His promise no matter what. Amen?
Amen. You know.
Now, should not God.
I was going to say something. I was going to say something first, and then I want to get to a song, okay? What you're saying is so right on point about God and His faithfulness to His children. And it's not anything we do to get that faithfulness. You know, it's His grace and His mercy that gives us all the gifts that He has for us. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, let us take a break, everybody. Think about what Donald has said. Think about what I've said as we play the next first song. So first up on the mic is Cooley the Nazareth with Awesome. And here we go.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. 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 Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter where they count them. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter where they count them. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Yeah.
He the one who run this. I ain't talking Alan Ross. He paid the price upon that cross. His life is what they cost him. He rose up 3 days later as if he was playing possum. Dirty clothes lost him. Dirty mouths lost him. Dirty spirits lost him. Now tell me that ain't awesome. He calmed the waters, though the waves tossed him. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps, even the one who double crossed him. No basketball is off the car, cause God has been so good to y'all. Me, 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, but he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never feeling weak. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. Like my boy S-U-B-T-L-E. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter where they count them. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter where they count them. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Ain't my Savior strong?
No loud.
Ain't He on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song.
Yeah.
He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ.
Hey.
I press play and straightway I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving Him your life today. From heaven came to conquer the grave and wash all of our sins away. so we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade, a way was made by the truth of the light, cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no views are gray, no views are green, so that means no Mary J. But my guy way better anyway, so it's okay. A-W-E-S-O with me, it's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity, Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means.
Awesome.
Yeah, my God is
awesome.
He took a loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost.
Awesome.
My God is
awesome.
My God is awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took a loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost.
Awesome.
My God is
awesome.
Yeah, my God is awesome.
All right. That was awesome, Mike. Cooley the Nazareth. And that sums up everything we were saying, is just how faithful and how great the God we serve is to his children. I mean, he loves us to death. He just loves us. So what do you think of that song?
The song was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, everybody, Donald, completely jump in whenever you want to continue talking. We're just going to take it easily and slow. Everybody who is just tuning in, I just want to let them know they're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio shows, and this is the January edition of YA4C, Young Adults for Christ. We have our brand new young adult host, Donald Johnson on the line all the way from Nigeria, and we're just so glad to be able to come to you guys. And right now I'm going to give the floor back to Donald and let him finish educating us on Psalms 145. Go ahead, 13th verse.
Hello.
Yeah, you're here. Go ahead.
So, therefore, since we have all these promises, amen.
Amen.
Dear friends and fellows, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence of God. Now, maybe you are confused. What exactly does God promise us? Who actually has his promise for? We don't have time to go over all of these amazing promises of his tonight. But I will go ahead and tell you the most important one. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what he promised us, eternal life. Wow. Amen.
Amen.
God promised
yes.
us eternal life. If nothing else in your eternal life ever goes right,
I hear you.
You are still. Hello, amen.
Amen. Amen. Keep going.
You have been incredible, blessed. Because this promise is worth for more than anything else that you could ever do, or that anyone else could ever do for you. But you have to choose what you are going to build on. You can build on your own emotion. But we all know those change. You can build on what you think you know, but that changed too. If you think your own opinion is stable enough to base your life on, let me just ask you a simple question. What was your favorite shirt 2 years ago? Amazing. Amen.
Amen.
What did it look like? Do you wear it all the time? Of course, you did. It was your favorite, right? Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you wear it now? Probably not. Amen. Because things change.
Yes.
What
yes,
life
they do.
Change? And we change too.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to need something much more stable to build your life on. Amen.
Amen.
And that is where God came from. Him.
Say
when
that
you
once
are confused,
more. Yes.
You are going to need something much more stable to build your life on. And that is where God promised to come in. When you are confused and don't know what to do, you can learn from God's promises. You can build your life on them because they will never ever change. Amen?
Amen. God doesn't change. God
yeah.
does not change.
God's promises of eternal life, no matter what, no matter what stage, come and go, no matter what opinion you develop and change, that promise remains the same. It is steady, it is stable, and it will always be the same. That is the kind of thing that God needs you to build your life on. But today, I pray that God will guide and protect us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Always. Donald, you know, thanks so much for those words and the things that you said to encourage not only young adults out there, but adults and seniors and as we go on and on to the young and the youth. One of the things that you said that stood out for me so much is that God doesn't change. We change. Situation changes. But our Lord
yeah.
never changes. You know, I am a believer of, you know, we all have God-given talents. And if we try to use the talents that God gave us, we will fall into divine order and really get exactly what you're talking about and understand
yeah,
that. You know, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, again, I love that verse. I love that Bible verse, and it really stands out and talks about how God feels about his children. Now, I want to tell people a little bit. There are more promises in the Bible than you think. I think it was quoted
yeah.
one time that it was approximately about 5,000 promises in the Bible. Read your Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
Know what God has in store for you by knowing what he promised in the book.
Yeah,
and
that's
the only way to know. Yeah. Yeah. You know, he puts us on together and I'm going to roll into another song. This show, it always goes by so fast, Donald. But, you know, we have some very talented young adults who have sent in music to the show. I know this is the first show in a long time as we were getting our host. But, you know, I want to make sure everyone gets in rotation, and they will throughout the show. But one song that popped in my head that we must play is Destiny. Because God is our destiny, and he sets
yeah.
us on a destiny, just like he's bringing these two spirits, one from the U.S., one from Africa, bringing them together at the same time to talk to you. So we're going to go to Shakira, Monique, and hear Destiny, and here we go.
You didn't think I would make it. Thought I would give up and just turn away. You thought I couldn't go through it. see I lit the fight another day.
By Shakira Monique. I love that song. If God is for me, who can stand against me? If God is for you, no one, no weapon formed. That was right on time. You know, one of the things that, you know, you were saying, Donald, that I was getting mesmerized as you were talking, it is your concept of being faithful, you know, and letting people know that God knows that we have trouble with this. And I think you gave people a lot of good advice on how not to fall into that. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. So whatever else you want to talk about, just the floor is yours. The show is taken over by the young adults once a month just to get crazy, just to praise his name, lift him up. Hey, it's all good, right?
Okay.
All right. So did you have anything else to say about the topic for today?
Hello, sorry, come again, Mom.
Oh, I was just talking about the topic that you chose. Before we go into the dance break, I wanted to see if you had any other words for the audience about that topic.
Okay. No, I don't have much to see about that now.
Okay. You said a mouthful. You know, I just wanted to make sure you got all of your message out. As we are growing into Christ, you know, no matter what age you are, and, you know, I've always said this, Donald, that it really depends on not religion, but your relationship with Christ. All of it, everything, and your, yeah, amen, right?
Amen.
If you don't have that relationship, you won't be able to unlock all the things that God has for you. And so I just want to, you know, commend you for a very strong Bible verse and a great commentary on it. Okay?
Okay, Mom.
So I'm gonna change the subject. How are you liking your first show?
Sorry, come again.
Oh, I was just asking, how do you like your first show?
Well, it was obviously okay.
Wonderful. I'm glad that you, you know, I think you said that you were enjoying it. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Okay.
It's obviously okay, yeah.
You know, as we go on, everyone, you know, and get in sync, getting back together with the program. And the program is going to be when? Every when, Donald?
Hello?
Hi, when is your next show?
It's going to be next month. Second Saturday of next month.
Okay, so the second Saturday of each month, Youth for Christ, Young Adults, I keep calling you Youth, Young Adults for Christ, you know, will be airing every second Saturday of the month. And, you know, as we go deeper and deeper into the Word, we hope to help bless you out there. We're doing this for the glory of God, not for the glory of ourselves. And I was so honored that God chose you for this show. You know, and in that, I want to commend you and thank you. I want to welcome you to the family. And I just want to say, you know, you keep encouraging people out there to do what you're saying, whether you're on the radio or not, because it's so important. And Jesus said that some people were not going to get this. Amen?
Amen.
All right. All right, everybody. This show is ticking away. But we can't go anywhere without playing the mix by DJ Shaheem. Now, DJ Shaheem has been with the ministry for 10 years. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary on February the 9th. Go to www.jhom.org. Register for the retreat. It's absolutely free. And DJ Shaheem is going to be mixing at the retreat as well. But it's been a great journey, Donald. And I'm glad you're joining us on this new level that God has put us on. And I just want to let everyone out there know how humbled we are for the support that you're giving us, because they've been listening, and we hear you if you listen live. We feel you if you listen later. God makes sure we all can feel each other. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So we're going to go and start and give the DJ Shaheem, J-H-O-M resident DJ, January 2018 mix. And here we go.
DJ Shaheem is blowing it up. So get your hands out of your pockets and put them in the air.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile, I just won't cry. It ain't easy, sometimes it's worth just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that comes to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I'm justified with sorry. People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile, I just wanna cry. It ain't easy, sometimes it's worth just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight, quit, so say I'm good. Good enough to love myself. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress? Just the freedom to know that you are blessed. Good enough to handle my bills. Good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm good. People ask me, am I confident? I reply with every now and then, but life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. That's all I have to be, that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta kill yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit, so say I'm good. Good enough to love myself. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all you say is the freedom to know that God is blessed. Good enough to handle my bills. Good enough to raise my kids. Past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because all my people, let me tell you, and I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen, so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job. You're good enough to drive that car. And on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dreams. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, come on, let me hear you say,
I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you. Oh, yeah. I gotta have you. I gotta have you, 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 I gotta have you.
DJ Saeem, Saeem, Saeem.
I gotta have you. 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 Oh Lord. Gotta have you. You make me as happy as I can be. Your love is a guarantee. Gotta have you, you gotta have you, you gotta have you, you, oh Lord.
before the sun even starts to shine. Before I open my eyes, you're on my mind. Even if it gets too stormy in here and the winds they start to blow, I can rest assured and know you'll never let me go. It could be in the morning before the sun even starts to shine. Before I open my eyes, you're on my mind. Even if it gets too stormy in here and the winds they start to blow, I can rest assured and know you'll never let me go. Yeah. It could be in just when I need you, not a second late, you're right. It could be in right on time to make a way and save the day. It could be like a superhero. That's why I never fear you. It could be in the morning, before the sun even starts to shine. Before I open my eyes, you're
DJ
on my
Saeed,
mind.
Saeed,
even
Saeed,
if it gets too stormy in here, and the winds they start to blow, I can rest assured and know you'll never let me go. You're just when I need you, not a second late, you're right on time. Like a superhero. That's why I never see the other. Oh, just when it's really all I do. It could be late in the midnight hour. If my soul is in distress, you remind me that with you I'm blessed. Let go of the stress. A present help in trouble.
That's why I believe
that I can't lose as long as I know that you're there. Just when I need you, not a second late, you're right. Right on time to make a way and save the day. You're like a superhero. That's why I never see you're there. Just when I need you, I know you.
One door closes. He pops the sea like a
I love working for my figure. He got my back through the good and the bad. Jesus is the best friend I ever had. And you should know him, know him, amazing. I got a friend in here. I love you.
DJ Shaheem.
That's DJ Shaheem, J-H-O-M, very own resident DJ, putting it down, Donald. That was a great mix. I was dancing over here.
Very great.
Yeah, were you dancing?
Yeah, I was dancing.
You know, everyone... We're winding down. The show goes by so fast because we have so much fun with it. And again, I just want to remind everybody about the retreat. February the 9th is a virtual online retreat. If you go to www.jhom.org, you can find out everything about the retreat and about the ministry itself. So, Donald, my dear Donald. Woo. I'm still dancing to the mix. I don't know about you. That got me really hyper. You know. So, what final words would you give to any young adult that's listening to you for the first time? Are you with me?
Yeah, Mom. Hello.
Are you with? Yeah, you're live on the air. We're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. And to the audience, thank you so much for being patient with us as we work out these little kinks with the first show, and especially from coming from Nigeria, we have some things that we have, you know, things happen, but when God looks at what you do for him, for his glory, none of it is major. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. So your next show is going to be, the second Saturday? I want everybody to look out on Facebook. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Okay.
Next month.
Okay. So, I'm just sitting here and just awe. And I know when you're listening, this quietness seems like it's a long time. So what I'm going to do right now is throw the floor back over to Donald over there, my partner in crime here, and let him say some closing words since the show is ending. And what would you like to say?
Okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah. All I have to say is that godliness with contentment is a great gain. We are not to put our hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put our hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. God does not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. God has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything. But we have done, but because of His purpose and grace, the grace of God has been revealed through the appearance of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who was destroyed, dead, and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel.
Yes.
So, amen. Yes. God is able to guide what we have entrusted to Him for the day when we see Him. If we died with Christ, we will also live with Him. If we endure, we will.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Donald, we are running out of time very quickly. And I just, if you don't mind, wanted to add something to what you said. And that would be ditto. Everything you said rings so true within the spirit realm that it is, you know, evidence of God in your life. And I commend you for that. And I know that through your show, you're going to bring a lot of young adults into the awareness of the power of our Savior and the great I Am. So, everybody, we will meet you same place, different time. It's going to be 3 p.m. in the United States, and in Nigeria, it's going to be 10 p.m. for our next show. Right? I get that right?
Yeah.
And we're going to roll out of here the way we always roll out of here, Donald, and this is with the song, How Great Thou Art. But again, go ahead. If you jump right in. Jump right in. So we're going to roll out the way we always roll out, and that's with How Great Thou Art. We love you so much, everyone. Thank you for those who are listening live, and thank you for those who are going to listen to this later. May it bless you, and may God continually rain blessings upon you for the new year. And we're going to go with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Donald, peace and blessings, my brother, and we'll definitely be together next month. Here we go.
Thank you.